This is the night the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Welcome to worship, everyone. Pleasure having you all here. Hopefully you have, at least somewhere close to you, a copy of the bulletin. It's a one-page, two-sided document, and I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to use our hymnals for all of the hymns. During the prelude, we are going to invite you to sing the refrain with us. It's a pretty familiar tune, hopefully, and I'll give you a big old cue. So I'm not waving out of 747, so it's actually you all to start singing at that time, if you would, please. For communion, we are going to be going to the center, and then I've been promised that we are piano bench area is clear, so we're going to go to the center, and then up the side, and back to your pew. So we tried the curly cue thing, I'm not certain it's working as well as I was hoping, so we're going to go center aisle, across the front, back the side, that kind of thing. Also wanted to say we celebrated the life and death and resurrection of Ruth Fees last night. Please continue to keep her and her family in your prayers, as well as Junior King. We celebrated his funeral, where he was currently attending at the Heath Church of Christ. And Margot also expresses her thanks for the cards of prayers during this time at King's unexpected death. Junior's unexpected death. King's the last name. Are there any other announcements for the good of us all tonight? Well, then let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship as we participate in the prelude.
Come, O God of all the earth,
come tell us, O righteous one,
come and bring our love to birth
in the glory of your Son. Sing out earth and skies, sing of the God who loves you. Raise your joyful cries, dance to the life around you.
Come, O God of flashing light,
twinkling star and burning sun,
God of day and God of night,
in your light we all are one. Sing out earth and skies, sing of the God who loves you. Raise your joyful cries, dance to the life around you.
Come, O justice, come, O peace,
come and shape our hearts anew.
Come and make oppression cease,
bring us all to life in you. Sing out earth and skies, sing of the God who loves you. Raise your joyful cries, dance to the life around you.
Our next song is number 848, Give to Our God Immortal Praise, and we're going to sing all three verses.
Give to our God immortal praise, mercy and truth on all His ways, wonders of praise to belong. Repeat His mercies in your song. He sent His Son with power to save from guilt and darkness and the grave. Wonders of grace to God belong.
Next is 821. Shout to the Lord.
Savior.
Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort,
my shelter,
tower of refuge and strength, at every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord of the earth, let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
And then the next thing, 774, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, first verse only tonight.
Meeting on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Meeting on the everlasting arms.
Meeting on Jesus.
Safe and secure from all alarms.
Meeting on Jesus.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who makes all things new, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Trusting in God's mercy, let us confess our sin. Holy One, source of our renewal,
we confess that we are wrapped up in sin and cannot free ourselves. We have not practiced your righteousness. Our hearts have turned away from you. For the sake of the world you so love, forgive us that we may be reconciled to one another for the glory of your holy name.
Amen. Thus says our God, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. God's mercy makes us new. We are forgiven in the name of Christ our Savior.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the strength of all who hope in you, because we are weak mortals, we accomplish nothing good without you. Help us to see and understand the things we ought to do, and give us grace and power to do that. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Tonight's reading comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say to you fool, you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, reconcile to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser, or you are on the way to court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Surely I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny.
You've heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce. But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of chastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, if you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, you shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows to obey the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. And any more of this comes to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I'm going to go to God if you do more.
Grace and peace this night from our Lord Jesus Christ, his Heavenly Father, and the blessed Holy Spirit. Amen. Does that text not sound confusing to you? It's a whole list of laws. However, let me see if I can unpack this one. How many of you have ever been given to the charge of a babysitter? When you were a kid, a babysitter came over and they said, your parents said, this person's in charge. Do what they say. Or your parents, perhaps what I told you did, and this is what works a lot more if you have more than one child. And so, have you ever had kids try to go, well, mom said I couldn't stand in the carpenter area, so I'm going to do this instead. You know what I'm talking about? It's the whole thing. They give us the law. And we try to go, okay, well, let's try to be, what can we get away with while still being true to what mom and dad said? But you all know what that's like. Just because mom and dad said something, what actually is being said? They actually want you to lose the spirit of what they're not saying. Don't do what I say. Do what I mean, he said. Hey, have you ever said this to your kid? You know what I meant when I said you guys should be broke. All of you have like little children who have never made a mistake. For me, it was Christmas. My dad was the director of music for 40 plus years at a congregation. And Christmas Eve, he had three services. And the pastor's day, and then pastor's other execution commands, and they were there for three services, after all, they're preaching some old words of wisdom. And there's my dad.
We're all going to a river to get back. the priest went up the river and he flushed the water. That way, when it came down to the priest and it hit them, they'd all be back. So, just a little bit. Jesus said, that was the water frozen. The priest said, yes. The priest was the right of baptism. All the soldiers went under the water. The right. Everything else is in the water. You want to be aligned with it? Go to the right now. You can still be able to
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the life, and the life everlasting. Amen. Call us God's people, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Loving God, you call us to follow you. Help us to surrender ourselves fully to you, as you guide our feet into the ways of peace. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Lord, we ask you to be with our world. Where there is war, we pray for peace. Where there is injustice, we pray for justice. We pray for reconciliation, dialogue, and freedom from paranoia. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Lord, we ask you to be with your church, with the capital C, and with this congregation, as we strive to do your will. As we strive to further your kingdom through our ministries as a congregation and as ministries as individuals. May we further your kingdom and spread your grace and have people encounter us who so need to be encountered by your gospel. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Lord, we ask you to be with people in our lives who need your healing touch and loving presence. And we raise now to lift them to you in the silence of our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Lord, we continue to pray for Junior King and for Ruth Fees. Help us to take open the reality of the resurrection, and that nothing will separate us from your love, not even death itself. We ask that you be with their families and friends as they too deal with their deaths. Help them and all of us to have hope and joy in your love for us. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Lord, we lift up all of these prayers and everything else you said that we need, that they might be acceptable unto you, our Lord and Redeemer. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples to eat, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Come to the table where all are met with love and grace. Amen. Body of Christ, give it for you, Todd. Bear on the body of Christ.
The blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you.
Body of Christ given for you, John.
The blood of Christ shed for you.
Mary and the body of Christ given for you. Given for you. Jack, the body of Christ given for you.
Blood of Christ shed for you.
Barb, the body of Christ.
Blood of Christ shed for you.
Yolanda, the body of Christ.
Christ shed for you.
Break the body of Christ, give it for you.
The blood of Christ, shed for you.
Carol, the body of Christ, give it for you.
The blood of Christ, shed for you.
Out of the body of Christ, give it for you.
The blood of Christ, shed for you. The blood of Christ, shed for you.
Todd, the body of Christ, give it for you. The blood of Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 661, "I Love to Tell the Story," and we'll sing all three verses.
I love to tell the
What seems each time I tell it, more wonderful and sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the message of salvation from God's own holy word. I love to tell the story, I'll sing this seeming glory, and tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing the new song, I'll sing the old story that I have loved so long. I love to tell the story, sing the steaming glory, and tell the old story of Jesus and his love.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, follow the way of Jesus.
Thanks be to God.